Off the Ball Rugby.
I suppose we're always trying to learn how you make the game better. A red card is a serious act of foul play. If it's a serious act of foul play, there's no place in the game for 20 minutes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Routine victory for the Republic of Ireland last night before a record crowd at Tala. Kathleen, you asked the question there. What are your takeaways?
My takeaways are I expected a better performance from Ireland, to be honest. I thought that Georgia did a particularly impressive job in the second half of shutting out those spaces and those little mistakes that they had last Friday that allowed us to get the goals that we did, and also the ease in which we got some of the goals. You know, a lot of them, there were some particularly nice ones, like say Shiva's one was particularly nice, but other ones were just bad goals to let in. I think the Kira Carusa, Julianne Russell, Katie McCabe relationship is developing really nicely. I don't think we'll see McCabe playing as high as she was in the last two games against Wales. Even last night, whenever the RTE graphic popped up on the screen beside me and it had a top two of Carusa and McCabe, I was like, ha ha ha, RTE, you've got this so wrong. And then it turned out that that kind of was them for most of the match with right. Julianne running up, and then in the second half Katie did drop a little bit more centrally. And I think the other takeaway was that there's some really impressive youngsters getting some good ball time. The heel flick from Jessie Stapleton last night for the second goal was magnificent. Seeing her growing in confidence is brilliant. She also got a goal the other night. Abby Larkin, again, Keith Tracy was talking about her last night on the show. Player of the match performance on Friday. Another great performance yesterday from her too. So lots of positives to take away. Would be a little worried that it just wasn't more comprehensive last night. Although that could also be, Eileen Gleeson said that one thing that they had hammered into the team all week was do not get booked, because those carry over into the next two legs. And if you get two yellow cards, you're suspended. So if you got one, say, today and another one, or one last night and one on the first leg against Wales, that would count you out for the big Aviva encounter, which every player
will decide what's going to happen here.
And every player seems to, from talking to them last night, have their eyes on.
And it's in the Aviva.
It's in the Aviva. It's the Cardiff City Stadium on the 29th and then the Aviva on the 3rd of December.
Right. Any idea yet on ticket sales and what numbers we can expect?
I mean, obviously you'd kind of prefer the Aviva game to be on the Friday, but also it's better for us, I think, to have the home leg second, because we know what we'll need to do. It'll be a home crowd. I think you can expect upwards on 30,000. I mean, that's what they've been getting pretty much solidly when they've been in the Aviva. And this is a game that really matters.
Yeah,
you know, it's not...
This is the biggest game. Like, obviously qualifying for the World Cup is great, but the World Cup was on the far side of the world. This is a Euros in Europe in the summertime. Nothing else on. Mm-hmm. Like, massive numbers will go and follow this team.
Free travel around the country if you're there.
In Europe. So in terms of like the growth of football and everything else, this is it now. These two legs against Wales. So no pressure.
No pressure. Especially since we lost them already this year. So that'll be an interesting barometer for how far we have come and what those League A games have actually done for us.
Well, so explain for anybody who is unfamiliar. They beat us in a friendly in Tala, and it was a routine victory for them, really.
Yeah, so we played Italy in the first leg. We thought it was a relatively good performance, and then second leg, 2-0 to them. It should have been more. 2-0 is actually probably flattering on us in terms of the scoreline. Jess Fishlock, who scored last night for Wales to open up their scoring, absolutely ran riot. We looked like we hadn't touched a ball before, but they had just come off the back of playing in League A, whereas we were coming off the back of playing in League B. And I think maybe there was a bit of a reality check in that the League B situation, we were scoring loads of goals, we were playing against teams that we were way better than. Eileen Gleeson had just come in, the whole Vera Powell saga had just come to an end, so it was a different atmosphere around the team. And then this was kind of a, okay, we're clocking back into reality now, we need to put the heads down and do a bit of work. And then since then, we've obviously gone through League A. We got that fantastic result against France, which means we were seeded going into this, which is why we got to play Georgia and they had to chug through Slovakia. And it's also why we have the the home leg second because we got that advantage. So it's funny, whatever that was about a great night down in Porky Cueve, how now it's actually really coming to fruition, how important it is in these next couple of games.
That Welsh team, are they going to be significantly different? Will we be slightly stronger in terms of our available personnel?
So the main ones for us will probably be hoping that Louise Quinn is back fit and ready, Ruaisha Littlejohn as well, just because she'll know this Welsh team very well. She'll have played with a lot of them. She'll have played against them a lot of times as well. So that experience, I think, will be particularly important. In terms of the Welsh team, they should be relatively similar. I mean, their big players are your Jess Fishlocks, who is a legend of the game, Sari Holland, who was instrumental to them last night. Like, realistically, Wales should have won that game last night by 3 goals at least. Fishlock had the ball in the net twice that was ruled out for offside. They were completely dominant in possession. Slovakia just dug in really, really deep and did an incredible job to take it to the past the 90 minutes in the first place. So it's hard to know, you know, who is the better team going into. It's that kind of like age-old question of, are we better having had a couple of opportunities to give some young legs a run out, have an opportunity to get some goals, build some confidence, or because they've been through the wars, are they now at their kind of peak moment of, we're going to go and we're going to do this because we got over something really difficult?
The most surprising element last night is probably Katie McCabe's missed penalty when she turned around to the camera. So you're at the game, but on TV, she just mouthed, that was bad. And then she made amends in the second half. But like minutes before that missed penalty was one of the best goals you'll see last night in any game around Europe, was Anna Patton's through ball to Jessie Stapleton, her first time flick to Kira Caruso. Mm. It was an interesting formation. I was trying to work it out. It was a five at the back, was it? It was a 5-3-2 that they were playing?
No, it was five in the middle and then it was three at the back mostly.
Okay.
Sometimes it's swapped to like a 4-4.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it did go back and forth between the two, but mostly what they've been trying to stick with is like that midfield area a little bit more, because if you noticed in the like England game in Norwich and also the early France game, it was that midfield area that we really, really struggled with. Like, we're always relatively defensive or solid in the defence, but that midfield area, sometimes we can leave pockets open that are actually more detrimental to us. And that, I think Eileen Gleeson, I know Georgia is a little bit different, but I think she's getting to a space where she's quite trusting of that back line and is trying to work out what that best midfield combination or like middle of the pitch combination is anyways, to kind of stop more balls getting through in the first place. So that's actually when, because you messaged me this morning to say, you know, if everyone was fit, what would your dream 11 be?
For the Wales game, yeah.
For the Wales game. Night. And like that was the area that I really struggled with, is how, what combination can you put? See, you'll have someone like Megan Connolly will be back for us as well. She could go midfield or defence depending on who else is fit. Ruaisha Littlejohn hopefully will be back as well. I think her experience is going to be really necessary. I think Louise Quinn's experience is going to be really necessary. But also it's very hard to break up what you have developing between the likes of Patton, Hayes and Mannion at the moment. I know Mannion was pulled at halftime yesterday, but I think that might be because Eileen was worried about her getting a yellow card rather than any injury or anything, just judging by what she said post-match.
Yeah. They would have a pretty strong team out against that Welsh side in Tala the last time they played, and Wales were going through a manager change at that stage. They had an interim manager in charge and the new manager was just coming in after them. So we would expect them to be better as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, there's, on paper, I would say we're going into this with the better chance, but it's by no means a certainty. This Welsh team know us very well. A lot of their players will have played with our players in the WSL and the Championship. Rhiann Wilkinson cut a very, very, their manager cut a very, very frustrated figure over these last two games with Slovakia, and she's quite well respected in the coaching world in terms of what she has done. She still is relatively new in her career, but I think the expectation would be that this will be a very tit for tat match, and it will be those small decisions of who gets those tactics just right, who can, a bit for them, it's going to be like, who can make sure that, say, Julianne Russell doesn't get the space to do what we've seen her do? Who's going to make sure Katie McCabe is totally isolated out of the game? And for us, it's going to be, how do we make sure Jess Fishlock doesn't score? how do we make sure she doesn't dominate in the way that Katie does for us? And then also Ceres Holland as well, how we can shut her down. So both teams, I think, would have very similar caliber of players by and large. I'm just hoping that our experience of the last 6 months is going to give us that tactical and performance edge.
Okay, not going to ask you for predictions just yet because we don't know who's fit and available for selection, but it's on a knife edge.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's the sort of game where if they both games were super, super close, I wouldn't be surprised if Ireland managed to edge them out. I don't think it'll be comfortable at any stage, but...
Or a penalty shootout.
Yeah, I hope not. If wood around me to touch. Don't think I can go through that again, especially after that Katie penalty last night. It was very reminiscent of that one against Ukraine back in 2020, which kind of defined our last Euros experience. And it's the last time she missed a penalty for Ireland as well.
Just one more before we wrap. What was the atmosphere like last night? Because it was a record attendance, but it was below the sellout that was promised.
It wasn't great, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a hard game, I suppose, for supporters to get up for. You had the same... I mean, I say it wasn't great. I would say it wasn't great compared to some of the days we've had in the Aviva this year, compared to maybe some of the games where the opposition was ranked a little bit higher or things were a little bit more on a knife edge. But you still had the obsession. Like, I don't know if you could hear it in the background of that Eileen Gleeson video, but there was, you know, kids banging on the door beside us being like, Eileen, Eileen, Eileen. And then whenever the team was leaving as well, there were still hundreds of kids waiting to see them off. So yeah, it was grand. It was a bit disappointing that people didn't turn up, like nearly 2,000 people didn't turn up again for these games. I don't really know what you do. Like, I think it's midterm at the moment as well. So the excuses are kind of getting smaller and smaller. Some interesting comments in the match day program from David Carell about the supporting the women's game, and that they need to make sure they have the funding to continue the next generation and make sure the impact of this team is felt. And it just felt a little bit hollow considering everything that has been going on with the team, with getting rid of home-based sessions, not having the money, it seems, for the under-23s team to develop. So you kind of wish that they would actually answer these questions rather than putting baseless promises into pre-match programs.
Presumably that's to put pressure on the politicians, though.
Well, they did mention the general election. So I didn't see too many faces around last night. I saw the mayor was there, but I didn't really see any of the election candidates. But again, I'm sitting in one very small place, so
all right,
maybe others will be there.
Catherine, good stuff. When's Koi gig out this week?
It should be out later this evening.
All right.
Off the ball. Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Off the ball. Rugby.
I suppose we're always trying to learn how you make the game better. A red card is a serious act of foul play. If it's a serious act of foul play, there's no place in the game for 20 minutes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.